All right, so we were going to do this yesterday at as our last day at the compound, you know?
Dude, I think we were going to do it Wednesday. Donnie moved it. We were going to do it Thursday. Carlisle moved it.
Yep.
Golly.
I've had this damn quiz put together for decades.
What jerks. Well, there's one guy out there that we know that loves golf, loves skiing. He loves swimming.
Uh-huh.
He loves many things that others like. His name is Donovan Lewis.
Donadoo, Donadoo, Donadoo.
Donadoo.
What's up, fellas?
Donadoo.
What's up, buddy?
Nothing, man. How are you?
How you feeling?
Whew.
A little tired?
Yeah, but I'm okay. I think I've recharged enough. You know, you got to start drinking a little bit. Drinking and gambling early helps out a lot when you're tired.
I agree.
You're the best.
Thank you.
Serious gambler here, Dan. I don't know if you knew that.
I hear he's got a problem.
Not a problem. Well, no. He's got a gift.
The problem is there's no game to bet right now is the problem, right?
He's sitting there going hole by hole at the U.S. Open like, so he's going to break par. He's going
to
get a bogey.
Czech Republic. Why did they have to score that goal early today? They ruined it for me.
So on Tuesday, you did a segment with us where you confessed you had never seen Scarface.
Right.
Nor... I think he said, did he say this, Danny, that he did not know a single Eric Clapton song?
It was like in a span of five minutes,
he said two things that caused eyebrows to raise.
He didn't know a lot about Eric Clapton, and that's fine. Eric Clapton was a guy who peaked in like 1975.
So basically what they're saying, Donovan, you like to do a lot of white people stuff. You just don't know a lot of white people things.
Now, because of this, Donovan,
okay.
I mean, I'm just trying to read between the lines here and just say what they're thinking.
Why is Scarface a white people thing?
It's not at all.
Checkmate.
No, it's not.
In your face.
Your kid loved it, and he's pretty white.
Is he?
So yeah. He likes it. Yeah.
He came from you.
So, last week, Donovan, we had so much fun with our fill-in board up Tyler, where we played a game called How Dumb Is He?
Jeez.
We found out he was half dumb.
Yeah.
Right?
Half smart, though.
Exactly. Glass half full. We are going to play a game with you, Donovan.
Half smart.
Here on Juneteenth Eve.
Oh, no.
How white are you?
Oh, no. On Juneteenth weekend?
Now, look. We tried to do this way before Juneteenth, but the Mavericks wouldn't let us.
Very coincidental time.
Yeah. And so what we'll do is, if you missed our game show with Tyler, Danny put this together. Unlike last week where I put it together, Danny will pit Bob and myself against one another, trying to figure out the questions that Danny asked to you, whether or not you know them or not. All right?
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay, flip a coin to see who goes first, Corby, because this is kind of like tennis, that one person gets to decide whether you will get the question right or wrong.
Yeah.
I'll get the answer to the question. So what I'll do, Donnie, is I'll ask the question. Before you answer, I will ask either Corby or Bob, do you think he will know the answer? Then they bet on you. Then you give your answer, and then we keep score.
So
anything involving betting, I'm good.
But
so
you have to play.
Let's do it.
You have to play it totally straight.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Of course.
Now, I get to go first. I'm calling it already because Bob's a veteran of this game. I'm such a newbie. You've got a decided advantage of being so...
That I know Donnie too well?
He's got a lot of playoff experience.
You played last week, so you're like already, and I'm over here sweating. I've never been in the game before.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're good at this already.
Yeah.
I'm just a guy.
I know.
I got called up from AAA.
I know about game sevens. You don't.
You do.
All right. So who's going first?
Let's play. Me. I just said. Let's play.
How white is Donovan?
I protest the name of this game.
I do, too.
Let's move on.
The day before Juneteenth.
All right.
And don't add the asterisk.
And don't tag him. All right. So Donovan, Corby, let me ask you this. Will Donovan get this question right?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, who was the world's first computer-generated TV host? The world's first computer-generated TV host.
No.
You don't think Donovan will know the answer to this question. Donovan, can you answer this question? Who was the world's first computer-generated TV host?
I have no idea.
Point for Corby. The answer, Corby, do you know the answer?
Max Headroom.
Very good. Max Headroom.
Oh my God.
That's pretty white.
From MTV?
Uh-huh. I do remember the name, and I remember the video, but I didn't even know that was something official. Like, well, who's the second
I don't know
computer
that
generated
He may be the
TV
only
host.
One.
Let the record show.
You should be happy you don't know that, Donnie.
I am batting 1,000%.
All right, Bob, your turn. Will Donovan know the answer to this question?
Okay.
What candy skyrocketed in sales after the movie E.T. came out?
Ooh,
will
good
Donovan
one.
Know the answer to this question?
Basically, has he seen E.T.?
Yes, Donnie knows this one.
Donovan, what candy skyrocketed in sales after the movie E.T. came out?
Reese's Pieces.
Whoa! They nailed it!
Very good.
Yeah. He nailed it!
Bob gets a point. We are tied.
Although I don't consider that a quote-unquote white movie.
I agree.
It's like an alien and stuff.
Donovan.
I'm like not aliens, saying yeah. all of these. I don't know where Corby got this. This is more like 80s, 90s pop culture. I don't know where you got this white people.
In fairness, white people did like E.T. a lot.
Right, they did.
A lot.
Right now, Donovan is half white.
Jeez.
Corby?
What?
You may not know.
My dad's going to be pissed.
Donovan?
Corby, you may not know the answer to this one.
I know everything.
But this is more in line of like the 80s trivia. And a white person could get this. African-American person could get this. Well, he know the answer to this question. What does VHS stand for?
How is this white? VHS.
See, Corby angled for the race thing. I'm trying to make it more just a trivia game, Donovan. VHS. Does Donovan know what VHS stands
for?
No. Donovan, do you know what VHS stands for?
Not a clue.
Video Home Services. I don't know. I don't know.
He's close. It stands for Video Home System.
Oh, that would make sense since it's a would make sense.
Let the record show.
Yeah,
I am batting 1,000.
Thank you.
It's 2-1. We're still on serve.
2/3 right.
All right.
We now move to the audio portion of our show. I'm going to play a little bit of the song, Bob, and you tell me if Donovan will know the artist of this song.
Okay.
Now remember, he worked at the Bone.
He's got to know this.
Let it play. Let him listen.
And it was a ticket stock promo.
Is this a yes?
It's absolutely a yes.
This is a big bet on you, Dongovan. Who the hell sings this song?
Let it keep going, please.
Not a good sign.
I grant you that.
Oh my gosh. Is that a...
Hold on.
Is that...
I need your answer,
Bruce Springsteen?
Oh my God!
We are tied.
Damn it! I didn't think there was any way you were going to get that.
In the future, I'd like a little bit more space between those last two words, Corby.
Oh my God.
And then you followed that up with, damn it.
Oh. Yeah, you did.
Jeez.
I was like, man, I'm sorry. I was just trying to play the game. Snake. I was trying to play the game the right way.
Sorry.
You're doing great.
Sorry,
Danny.
I'm a little emotional here.
All right. So
do you know what my first answer was going to be when I first heard it?
What's that, Donovan?
U2.
Ooh.
Okay.
I could see that.
Yeah, I couldn't, but good
because
guess.
Because that's the whitest
that's
band I know.
Let's squeeze in one more question. We got a ways to go here. Let's squeeze in one more before we take a quick break.
Okay.
And I will ask Donovan this question. Corby, will he know the answer to this question? In the 1984 movie Gremlins, name one thing out of the three that you should not give a Mogwai. There are three things that you should not let a Mogwai do. Donovan only has to name one of them.
He's going to know this.
He's going to know one of these?
He's going to know this.
Donnie, did you ever see the movie Gremlins?
I did. It was a long time ago.
One thing.
And I don't retain information that well. It's something about feeding. Like, you... it's after a certain time they can't eat, like 10 o'clock or something like that. Am I drunk? Did I get that wrong?
So you, Your answer is do not feed a Mogwai after 10 p.m.
I know you can't get them wet. Okay, can't get them wet.
So. Yeah!
Donovan is correct.
Yes!
Okay. Yep.
Yes!
You can't get them wet.
Hell yeah!
You cannot feed them after midnight, Donovan.
Oh, midnight.
And they cannot
okay.
be exposed to sunlight.
Light. Bright light! Bright light!
I knew it. Dude, Donovan, we're brothers.
You guys are killing it.
We
Donovan's doing such a great job, too.
He really is.
A really great job. All right. Take a quick break.
Yeah, let's
Donovan,
take a break.
Can you stick around through the break and play more on the other side?
Sure. Yes.
Cool. All right, we'll be right
Time
back.
Time to recover, Donnie.
We'll take a brief pause in action as we get order restored right here on
I'm
the
gonna
ticket.
I'm going to get drunk. Before we get to community quick hits, of course. The game show that Bob wanted to title it is
How White is Donovan?
Protest.
The day before Juneteenth.
So disrespectful. Sorry, Grandpa.
Doggone.
As you called all your relatives, hey, I'm going to be on the hard line. You guys should listen.
Please listen in, and this is happening. This is what's happening.
You're doing great, by the way. You and I have, I don't know, it's almost like that that we're kinfolk, because I haven't missed yet in guessing what you would actually know in Danny's quiz show. Let's throw it back to Danny. Danny, can you tell us the score of the game?
Yep. You guys have gotten points on every question. Corby is up 3-2, and we're going back to Bob as it is his turn. And this is the part of the quiz called the Platinum level quiz.
Ooh.
So this is when things get really exciting.
Okay.
And they're more of a platinum level.
Okay.
You're going to love it.
All right.
All right. Will Donovan know the answer to this question, Bob? What TV show featured a character named Hawkeye? Will Donovan know the answer Whoa. To this?
Absolutely.
Donovan, what TV show featured a character named Hawkeye?
That's MASH.
Ooh.
Well done.
I think
I might have gone in the other direction for that, so I'm glad that was not thrown at me. Are you a MASH?
Although I can tell you, I don't think I've watched a complete episode.
That's okay. Neither have I.
I do know about the show.
All right. Let's go back to Corby.
Go ahead.
Will Donovan know the answer to this question? Donovan, don't answer yet. Name one character from the TV show Seinfeld not named Jerry. One character from Seinfeld, not named Jerry. Will he know the answer, Corby? And this was your question, too, I believe, or one of your suggestions.
I am banking on him just knowing this by osmosis, especially knowing that, yes, I'm going to say yes, Donovan. I'm going to say that I don't think you've watched the show, but you're going to know one character that is not named Jerry.
Yeah, Elaine.
Yes! Thank you!
You want to run up the score?
Well, he's up by one.
Well, no. Can he name
going?
More?
Yeah. How many Seinfeld characters can you name?
George, Newman, what's the dude that slides in the door all the time?
Right.
Kramer?
That's Dude. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
How many episodes have you seen?
Two.
That's impressive.
He's got a great memory.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, let's do some more audio, shall we?
Yes.
Bob, will Donovan know the artist that does this song?
You know, I've said yes that Donnie will know every answer to this point. I feel like I'm going to bet against Donnie on this one.
No, huh?
This one may be what loses the match for me, but I'm going to say no.
Donovan, who is this?
That is Culture Club.
Whoa! Whoa!
Bob just gave up serve. He lost serve.
Yeah, they played a ton of that on K104 back in the day. One of the few artists that crossed over.
Are you serious?
Listen to that reggae bass, baby. Yeah.
Culture Club was played?
No doubt. Absolutely.
Wow, I had no idea.
What's the score, Dan?
Still 4-3, but Corby, serve goes back to you.
You don't need to ask the score when you know you're ahead.
Just wondering.
Corby's a ding-dong. All right, Corby, will Donovan know the answer to this? What was John Ritter's character's name in Three's Company? John Ritter played a character in the TV show Three's Company. Will Donovan know the answer to this?
Wow.
Well, me and Donovan were watching Sanford and Son and Good Times and all that.
Yeah.
You were watching this show.
Well, I was watching the others as well, and I'm going to say...
Sure you were.
I'm going to say that he was also watching this. Donovan, what was his name?
It's Jack Tripper, baby.
Boom!
Thank you!
Bob, we've got a little bit of a hole to dig out of, don't we?
Were you a big Three's Company fan?
Huge. Every week.
I knew that.
You know why?
I knew it.
White Prize Girls.
Oh, yeah. Forbidden Fruit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It wasn't even Suzanne Somers. It was...
You like Joyce DeWitt.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
I'm impressed. I probably would have guessed no as well.
Yeah.
You're a man, Donovan.
On our door.
No, 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 no. All right, we'll Bob.
Did you know the lead singer of Culture Club?
Yeah, Boy George.
Okay, you said that?
Damn.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dan, you're just an impressive man is what you are.
Whitest guy I know.
Shut up.
Donovan? Okay, Bob.
Yes,
will
sir.
Donovan know the answer to this? It was a famous, famous TV series that ran in the early 90s. What famous haircut was inspired by this NBC sitcom? What famous haircut was inspired by this NBC sitcom? A haircut for women. A famous NBC sitcom. The haircut was named after a character. It was that famous. Will he know the answer?
No.
Donovan, do you know the answer to this?
The only thing that I've ever heard of as far as naming a haircut after a character was the Rachel from Friends.
Wow!
What the hell?
Donovan!
Thank you! That is
that right?
Yes!
Incredible!
Okay. This is incredible.
You're amazing. Do you know how amazing
you are? How do you know
you
the
are?
Rachel, man?
I've been working at the ticket since 2006. That's all you guys talk about.
He works in white people land.
Have you watched Friends?
No.
And he knew the Rachel.
I did watch one episode. We reviewed it for the show, but that was about it.
I had no idea what Danny was talking about.
Danny, what's the score?
Man, it's 5-3, and it's going back to you. This is getting to the point where it might be unwinnable for Bob.
I'm being routed.
Are we ready to go to the next question?
Yeah.
Will Donovan know the answer to this? Oh, I'm sure Bob will. What year did Major League Soccer kick off in the United States?
No. 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 No.
This is Bob's chance to get back in. Donovan, do you know what year the MLS started up in the United States?
The MLS.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it was out there like a World Cup or something that everybody was all hyped about. So give me 2000.
Ooh.
It was either 99 or 2000.
It was the World Cup probably before that.
94. Oh, 6.
It was
okay.
1996.
Well, yes.
And but it was after the World Cup, right?
Yes, your instincts were correct. It was
okay.
It was to launch after the U.S. World Cup of 94.
Oh, gotcha.
Danny, all what's right. the score?
Bob, you have every freaking right to slap the boogers out of him.
I don't know how to keep up. I'm so locked in.
I'm not even gonna tell you.
I am so locked in right now. I haven't missed a question yet.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Did I do this when I kicked your ass the other day? I didn't.
No,
you
destroyed me with a lot more class
and grace.
Yes,
absolutely.
When
Thank
I kicked
you.
Your ass,
kind of just negates the whole thing.
Man,
all right. So Bob,
taking some L's over here.
We need you. All right.
Okay.
Will he know the answer to this question? What Audrey Hepburn movie was the title of a 1995 hit by Deep Blue Something?
Oh.
What Audrey Boy. Hepburn movie was the title of a 1995 hit by the band Deep Blue Something?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say there's no way unless he actually bumped into them in the hall.
Donovan?
Yeah, way to get back in the game, Bob. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know about Audrey Hepburn or Deep Blue something. I can't even guess.
Good job, Bob. We were looking for Breakfast at Tiffany's.
And I say, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? And I say, I think we're my the lady in every curl in her.
It's definitely on the list of catchy white people tunes.
It is.
Is that the song that you guys, that's real?
Yeah. You never heard that?
Yeah, I don't ever want to hear that in my life.
They're from here.
But they would.
And they're listening right now.
One of my best friends is in the band.
But oh, dude. That song sounds incredible.
But I know, they, it's but great,
the,
right?
They were they would play in studio for the Musers. What are they called? The In Studio shows?
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wondered if
dude,
Donovan ran into
them.
Dude,
I guarantee you've heard that song. Maybe not.
Not the way you guys presented it.
Well yeah, we're not good at it. We're not good singers.
Ooh, man. Bob, I think the best Bob can do is tie at this point. But Corby needs to lose this question. And this is a tough one. To determine whether Donovan knows it or not. Okay?
As we continue, how white is Donovan?
Hey, this is ridiculous.
You know what? On Juneteenth Eve.
You're going to be haunted by my ancestors when you're home alone tonight.
Good.
Good.
All right.
He deserves it.
Will Donovan know the answer to this question? Now, stick with me. There were 5 Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Their names were Scary, Sporty, Ginger, Posh. What is the 5th Spice Girl that is not Scary, Sporty, Ginger, or Posh? Will Donovan know the answer to this? I don't think Corby even knows what it is. Spice Girls.
No. No.
Donovan, there were 5 Spice Girls. 4 of them, Scary, Sporty, Ginger, and Posh. Who is the one that I'm leaving out? You can do this. Don't let Corby win.
Come on, Donnie.
He's not a gracious winner.
Can you name the 4 again,
yes,
please?
Scary Spice, Sporty Spice,
Scuzzy Spice,
Ginger Spice, and Posh Spice. There's one more. Who was she?
Oh, I know.
I really don't. I'm sorry. Lemon Pepper Spice.
Baby? It's Baby,
it's
right?
It's Baby Spice.
Okay, you could have given me 100 guesses. I wouldn't have chosen Baby. So, I'm sorry.
Baby.
Danny, I'm going to need you to repeat the score.
Bob?
Yes. I'm losing.
There's one more question.
This one's worth 3.
This one's worth 11 points.
Oh, good. Good, 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 good.
Mm-hmm. So not only will you beat Corby if you get this one, you will rout him.
You kick his ass.
Not
yeah,
fair.
You get to kick his ass. This is an audio portion.
He got all the audio.
Well, that's how it goes. And he got them all right, didn't he?
You could protest.
All right, Donovan. Sure. All right, Bob, will Donovan know the artist that performs this tune?
Yes.
God, this is a terrible song.
It's really a really
is.
Good song.
It's horrid.
You're a moron.
Feeling your heart next to mine.
Let me just ask you this before you answer, Donovan.
There's no reason for him to know this.
But every reason. He got all of them.
Did you ever have to junior high dance to this song? Before you give us the answer to whether or not you know it, I need that answer.
No, not to this song?
Yeah.
Dude, we were playing R&B and rap music in junior high and high
Bob,
school.
Bob, did you say that he does or doesn't know?
I'm going to go for it. I'm going to throw into coverage. I see the safeties back there. Let's go! We're throwing it. Yes, he knows.
Donovan, who is this band?
I do know the song. I've heard the song before.
Sure
but
you have.
Oh, my gosh. It's not.
You can take all the time you want. We can even carry this over.
Shut
up. Your answer over.
Shut up.
And carry this over because I want to talk about it.
Open up.
I don't know.
Take a guess.
Take a guess.
Mr. Open Arms. I really don't. I don't even. I can't Donovan. Even venture a guess. I don't know.
You can't name one band.
I swear the Bone had to have played these guys.
There's
every
no
20 minutes.
Bones
okay,
too
okay,
heavy.
The Bones may have played them, but we didn't play that song. That was way too slow for the Bone.
Donovan, this is Open Arms by Journey.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know.
Danny, what is the score right now?
The score is Corby 6 points, Robert Sturm 4 points.
I believe I have 7.
And I think Donovan, he is not white at all.
Donnie,
he
you're
is,
the best.
He is an Oak Cliff brother that just has worked with a bunch of white people for way too long.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah, that's where my knowledge came in. You guys helped me out in this game show. I really appreciate it.
Donnie. You and I, together, got every single answer correct. I just want to let you know that.
Isn't it weird, though? You can win a lot of titles and still hate your teammate.
Boy, Danny, it looks like the next round of How Blank Are You?
Mm-hmm. Bob, now see, Bob's got double elimination, so he's out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You and I have to go head-to-head.
Right, right.
Twice.
Right.
We'll run this back next Friday.
All right, Donnie, we love you.
Love you too, boys.
Thank
Bye,
you
Donnie.
Very much. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
You have open arms. I'm waiting for you to run into my open arms right now.
I know. It's going to be gross.
Like Steve
Not
Nash.
You, Bob.
Maybe, right.
Maybe try some Journey this weekend.
No, thank you.
Exactly.
I have to cleanse my palate now. I need to go listen to some X-Clan or something like that to kind of balance everything out.
All right. Bye, Donnie Do.
All right, boys.
Later.
See you, man. All right, up next, Community Crickets.
A respite from this heat?
Hmm?
This is...